What does the Bible tell us about unanswered prayer and praying effectively? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we have been talking over the past several sessions about effective prayer. When one becomes a Christian, one has to learn how to pray. God wants to answer your prayers. And prayer is a dialogue with God. And we said in the previous broadcast that whenever we enter prayer with the Lord, that we should give the Lord the opportunity to speak first. We can't go to God with a shopping list of things that we would like. And we must also understand that when we go into prayer with God, that we cannot bring an agenda with us. We cannot present ourselves to God with this shopping list of things that we want, not taking into consideration the fact that maybe God wants to talk to us about something else. And so, we have to know how to approach God, and that is with reverence, with humility, with respect, giving Him the opportunity to speak to us first, and then making our needs known to Him. You don't have to be fearful to approach God in prayer. Jesus said in the scripture, I call you friends. But prayer cannot be manipulative. We cannot try to manipulate God to get Him to do what we want Him to do. No, simply approach God and make your needs known. What if God doesn't answer prayer right away? Well, effective prayers are enduring prayers. Endurance means to wait and to pray through. In the 19th century, the saints of God, the believers, had a phrase about prayer that was called praying through. And what they meant by that was that they were persistent in prayer until they received the answer. They waited. They endured with the prayer until they received the answer. You'll find that in such situations that the most effective prayers are desperate prayers. Sometimes the most effective prayers are short prayers, like, Lord, help! And believe me, I have seen results immediately with prayers like that. And you can too. So what I'm saying to you is that we have to approach God with simplicity and an open willingness to talk to God as if we are talking to our best friend, because he is our best friend. You don't have to have flowery language. Flowery language is not necessary, like thy will be done, or thine, or thee, old English terms that sometimes Christians use because they read the King James Bible, which preserves old English terms, and then they think they have to pray that way. No, speak to God from your heart using your own language. It doesn't have to be flowery. It should be direct and to the point. It doesn't have to be wordy. People get the idea that if their prayer is wordy, that God will hear better. He doesn't have a hearing problem. All God wants to know is, what are your needs? Let your needs be known. Then back your requests by faith. It is faith that empowers prayer. And if you will do these things, then you will see that God is not only willing to answer, but he desires to answer your prayers. So what of unanswered prayer? Sometimes we pray and we try to pray through, and days pass, or weeks pass, or months pass, sometimes years pass, and prayer doesn't seem to be answered. What do we do? Well, the first thing we do is we persist in prayer. We pray through, as we said before. The second thing we do is we examine ourselves to find out if there is anything which is blocking the prayer. Sometimes God purposely delays in the answering of the prayer to teach us something, because he isn't so much interested in giving us what we want as he is interested in giving us what we need. So sometimes it isn't that the prayer is being blocked or unanswered. It's that God is doing a work in us. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. God has a timing to the answer of prayer. So just because your prayer does not seem to be answered, don't give up. And above all, do not be disappointed, because disappointment leads to discouragement. Discouragement leads to blaming God. No, pray through. Be confident. Stand firm in your prayer. Endure with the prayer. Wait and persist and watch God work. Now you should examine yourselves. We all need to examine ourselves, because the other possibility is that the prayer is not being answered because there is some sort of legal ground which is blocking the prayer. So self-examination is in order. One of the biggest legal grounds is unforgiveness. In Mark 11:25, we read, and when you stand praying, forgive, if you have something against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Yes, unforgiveness is a block to answered prayer. Now, some of you may say, well, Bern, I just don't feel that I can forgive so-and-so for what they did to me and how they hurt me. God doesn't care what your feelings are. God knows that the feelings cannot be trusted. The whole world operates on feelings, and look at the mess it's in. God wants to know, can you set your heart to forgive? What is your will? Can you will to forgive no matter how you feel? Now, if you can do that, recognize that forgiveness then is a decision. God wants to know what your decision is. And if you will, from the heart, tell God that your decision is to forgive and stand on that, God will work around the feelings. God will get you to where you need to be. God will answer your prayers. Another legal ground that is a block to answered prayer is the practice of sin. Now, everybody sins. We're not talking about falling into sin out of weakness. We are talking about the practice of sin, or using our weakness for the purpose of practicing sin. In Psalm 66, verse 18, we read, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Did you get that? If I regard iniquity, if I regard the practice of sin in my heart, if I give it a place, in other words, is what the scripture is saying. If I give it a place in my heart, God will not hear me, the psalmist says. In other words, my prayer will not be answered. Oh boy. So we see two major blocks to the answering of prayer are, one, unforgiveness, and two, the practice of sin. Another major block to answered prayer is praying with wrong motives. Wrong motives. James 4, verse 2 and 3 tells us, "You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts." Here, the word lust means desires. Notice the word "you ask amiss." Some refer to this as praying amiss. Why? Because the word pray in Scripture actually means to ask. So here, when it talks about praying amiss or asking amiss, what it is talking about is praying with the wrong motives. What is the wrong motive? Desiring what you are praying for so that you can consume it upon your lusts, upon your own desires, for pleasurable means, in other words, to satisfy your mind. Here, there is no consideration of, number one, is it needed? Number two, is it right to possess? Number three, is it God's will for me to have this prayer answered? Number four, is my request in line with God's word, which is His will? Asking rightly means that we ask according to God's will, which is His word. And so what we see from all of this is that if we continue in prayer, we have to pray with right motive, and wrong motive is certainly a block to answered prayer. Another reason for unanswered prayer is not seeking God's will, asking Him what His heart on the matter is. In 1 John 5:14 and verse 15, we read, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." That, folks, is a very important verse to understand whenever you pray. Let's go back, spend a few moments on this, because it's really important. Notice what it says. "And this is the confidence." The confidence, that means the assurance, the guarantee that we have in Him, that is Christ, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Well, what is the will of God? The will of God is the Word of God, the Bible. So we need to know the Scriptures. We need to study them. We need to assimilate them, get them into our spirit man, like water is drawn into a sponge. And it continues in verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Well, how do we know that he hears us? By asking according to his word. Then we know that we have what we ask. Why? Because God is willing and able to perform his word for us. So whatsoever we ask in line with God's word, which is his will. Another block to answered prayer, another reason for unanswered prayer, is broken relationships. And this is very common among Christians, and particularly those broken relationships in which there is a lack of mutual respect one for the other. There's backbiting. There is anger. There are harsh words. There's fault-finding. There is judging of others or the other. All things which are contrary to God's will and his word. Broken relationships in which the heart is not right, and there is no willingness for reconciliation, no willingness for self-examination, no willingness for self-accountability. These things are a block to answered prayer. We read in 1 Peter 3, verse 7, likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. In other words, dwell together, honor each other, see yourselves as joint heirs through the grace of Christ, that your prayers be not hindered. Now, there's an opposite truth there, isn't it? That if you don't do those things, your prayers will be hindered. And what God is saying here is that if you want your prayers answered, keep your home life, your relationship with each other holy, in line with God's word. One of the biggest blocks to answered prayers, brothers and sisters, is double-mindedness. In James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, we read, let him who doubts not believe he'll receive anything from the Lord, for the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Oh my. Doubt and even fear and unbelief are hindrances to answered prayer. God wants to be trusted. When you back your prayer by faith, you are trusting God, because faith is an old English word for trust. The words faith, trust, and believe in the New Testament all mean the same thing, trust. And it is your trust on God which activates your prayer, because words are spiritual. And when they are released to the atmosphere, they find their target. Have you ever noticed that words sometimes wound you when people speak them against you and they're hurtful? Why? Because they're spiritual and they wound your spirit. They wound your soul man. And sometimes people praise you and it elevates your spirit and elevates your soul man. How is that possible? They released something good or bad to you. Your ears heard it. It got into your mind, your soul, and your soul reacted. How is that possible? It's because words are spiritual. So if you are praying one thing and saying another, which is the opposite, if you are praying for something, believing you're backing it by faith, and then you're saying our words of doubt, fear, or unbelief, your saying nullifies your praying. Your saying cancels your praying. And so it says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In other words, you won't get an answer to prayer. And so these are things which tell us that we have to be in line with God's word, which is his will. Sometimes we're not sure how to pray a thing. Sometimes we're not sure what to say or how to say it or how to approach God on the matter. I call that mind fog. There's an answer for mind fog. The answer is to get quiet before God, calm yourself, present the problem to God, seek the answer, and if it's not readily coming, you might consider adding fasting, because fasting, number one, humbles us. Number two, it always brings revelation. And by the way, for you enthusiastic young Christians, never do a 40-day fast. A 40-day fast is a supernatural fast. It's not a natural fast. It must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you can get into serious medical problems if you try to do it under your own power. 40-day fast can only be done on the direction of the Holy Spirit. And it's not a question of if you should fast or not. It's a question of when you should fast. If you are at an impasse in knowing what to do about a spiritual problem, if you are at an impasse at knowing how to handle a circumstance or how to pray about it or what to do, consider fasting. In Matthew 6:16, Jesus said, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward." Notice at the beginning of this verse what Jesus said, "when you fast." He didn't say if you fast. He said, "when you fast." In other words, there are occasions in our faith walk and in our prayer life where fasting is necessary to bring forth the revelation, to humble ourselves. And by the way, when you do that and when you fast, you can hear God and hear God's voice much more effectively. There are various kinds of fast. You can fast just a meal if you want, or you can fast a few hours a day. If you have medical illness, you should get your physician's approval to fast. And you can also fast for 24 hours with, say, a juice fast or a juice and bread fast or a water and bread fast. Or you can fast for 3 days. If it's greater than 24 hours, I always recommend that you accompany it with a vitamin. Fasting more than 3 days, like a week's fast with limited foods, is also acceptable. Some of the elderly may not be able to fast for 8 hours or for 1 day, 24 hours. Well, how about doing it 2 hours a day for 12 days? That's a 24-hour fast. You see, there's a lot of freedom in Christ. God is not a legalist. God honors the intent of the heart. But fasting brings revelation. Fasting permits you to hear God's voice and to get the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it humbles the soul. It's one of the major answers to mind fog. Another way to get revelation and get answered prayer is to sing your prayer to the Lord. Old Testament scripture says, "He who sings prays twice." In Colossians 3:16 we read, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Are you embarrassed to sing? Sing and pray in the shower or while you're bathing. A lot of people do, even unbelievers. But singing is a form of prayer to God. Notice that when David played the harp for King Saul, who was under the oppression of a spirit of heaviness that was plaguing him, that the heaviness left Saul. David was praying in the spirit when he was singing. God answered the prayer. Did you know that God wants to answer your prayers? And the things of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom of God. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the day that you can, by simply opening up your heart to Him. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." There is no other way into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Jesus is a manifestation of the Father. And the Christian faith walk is not a religion. It's a confession, and it's a confession on a person, and his name is Christ Jesus. He is more than willing to answer your prayer to reveal himself to you, and he is willing to do it for the asking, and you will discover that it is very real. There is nothing that he cannot deliver you out of, and he accepts you just as you are right now. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart right now, won't you? And be willing to turn from your sin and pray this prayer aloud. And Jesus will come into your spirit and dwell with you and change your life. And it will be self-proving. It's the testimony of millions worldwide. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.